My name, well, is Chester Winterbottom, or my name is Bob. This is a tale about, it's about four friends actually playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons, some for the first time, embarking on a wayward adventure, fraught with peril. Really, I sort of think of it as a, its own religion. Its own Dungenetics. In our first chapter of Dungenetics, our heroes awaken from a grave to realize that they once were heroes who have saved a whole town, but have now been forced into saving the town again from an evil scourge of zombies. Well, will our adventurers be successful, or will they be the failures of Gloom Meadow? Please listen and enjoy the following tale. Thank you. And let the Dungeon Master part the veil of reality.
John, you're the Dungeon Master.
I am the Dungeon Master.
He's the Dungeon Master.
You have a name?
For people that are not into Dungeons & Dragons and various role-playing, not you, idiot. The Dungeon Master, other than being an incredibly nerdy-sounding name, is more like the storyteller. So basically, Dungeons & Dragons is like a choose-your-own... It's like a choose-your-own-adventure book, if you remember those.
Yeah, those are great.
And instead of having like a set of pages where it says, go to here, you will tell your action to me, and I will bring the story to the appropriate page. Which I, you know, I've already predetermined, so...
Right,
we'll start with Marky.
So.
My name is Ezio Marcatori. I am a bounty hunting assassin.
My name is Albert Shaw.
blandest name.
I like
it. I picked Albert Shaw for my character. What do you want?
It's like you killed an old man and stole his name.
That's what I thought. Maybe.
He's like a 9-year-old man.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did steal
his name.
He
was shot for the cause.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how you incorporated Shaws into your name.
Oh, God. Thanks a lot. You give me a freaking ulcer.
I think he just ruined his name.
He took two grocery store names and combined them to make a real name. Yeah. Albertsons and Shaws.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, wow.
He's by night, he stocks shelves. By day,
he's the grocery man. By day, he stocks shelves. By day, he roams the world.
I don't even think I want to play this anymore. You just totally gave me a complex.
No, that's all right.
I just threw that out there on the fly, and now I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, what does it mean?
You're in love with grocery stores.
All right, let the poor man say his
story. My character's name is Albert Shaw.
You heard that already.
He was a former soldier. Yes, I'm an ex-soldier, but...
Veteran.
The war is over.
Tree-hugging.
Yeah, the war is over, and I'm looking for work. All right, Brian, what's your character
Mine's
name?
Even worse, so I can't make it. Kazaa Kingsley.
Kazaa. Kingsley? Kingsley?
I like Kingsley. Kingsley's very good.
Kazaa Kingsley.
Yeah, Kingsley's...
I'm a 40-year-old...
African-American adopted cousin.
I weigh 200 pounds. I'm an obese 40-year-old.
You're a fat wizard? Really?
I'm a comic book man
from Simpsons.
So I'm a little bit taller. I have green eyes.
I have green eyes, too.
Oh, wow, look at that.
It's crazy.
I'm a wizard. You should see my spread in Wizard...
Wizards Weekly?
Wizard Weekly.
Wizard Monthly?
I was the play elf, play wizard of the month.
Wizmate?
Wizmate.
Wizmate. You're a Wizmate.
So that's about all you need to know about me. You'll learn more about me as the game goes on.
You'll learn more about me later.
A flash of images appear before your eyes, and stars clear from your eyes is replaced by pure darkness and the coldness of stone on your body. You appear... To be trapped? You appear to be trapped in a stone container. Panic sets in as you realize it appears to be a sarcophagus, and you push with all your strength to force the lid off.
So is this something we're all...
We ride from
yep,
Kill
you're not in the same one. All three you're of all us? Inside.
How do we all get trapped in this different sarcophagus?
Well, that is something. Well, if anyone wants to see if they can push the lid off, roll a strength check.
I probably would not be good at
What's
that.
What's the strength one?
That would yeah, which dice would be a D6?
Your strength is 16, so you have a plus 3.
I think Hutto would
When I ask you to roll a check, it's always going to be the D20. So
wait,
the most sided die.
The big one.
Yes.
But we're all trapped. The big in Nimbus separate one. Ones.
Yes. Yeah,
but we're all...
If I get up, Brian, I'm going to come save you first.
I'm taking your shoes.
Wait a minute.
I'm
What's
sorry.
Your strength?
16.
And Hutto's got
weakest.
18th.
He's yes, we all get
yeah,
different.
You're
we
the
all
weakest.
Get chances.
I know, but isn't Hutto the most?
Yeah, but you're all in different chances. Ones.
All right.
We're not all in the same sarcophagus.
I that would just be even
like
creepy.
Like a gay sarcophagus.
But I
orgy.
Think Hutto can get out easier than you.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I'm stronger than he is.
All right.
I just think
just
I am.
All roll. You can roll at the same time. Doesn't matter.
Oh, I got a 2.
Okay, the only one that got out was Brian.
Hoo-yah, Kagramon.
The stone slides and a cloud of dust choke you. As you continue to struggle for freedom,
you crawl through the dirt.
The light is blinding as the lid slides off and crashes against the floor. Shielding your eyes, you notice out of the corner of your eyes a figure slipping out of the doorway of the catacomb. Scanning the room, you notice an empty sarcophagus and two other sarcophagus with noises coming from within.
It's us.
These
us
two.
Out,
are these? Okay. It's these two.
Let's out, brother.
But I don't know which one's who. It's going to be random, I would imagine, because I don't know who's behind what.
Sorry, all right, you get out, first. I'm gonna punch and you run over there to help. You guys can roll again.
I'm going to try to get out on my own. 16.
All right.
18.
As you go to try to figure out which one to help first, they both slide off, and you see the two of them laying in sarcophagus.
Fuck naked.
No,
you know, with only fig leaves on our crotches to protect us from the sunlight.
All of you seem to be arrayed as if you were buried. You have fine, Brian, that is.
Yeah, yeah.
You have fine linens on.
Excuse
just
me.
Burial
Excuse
commoner
me.
Clothes.
His name is Kazaa. Oh.
All right, Kazaa.
Kingsley.
Alberto.
Alberto.
Albert.
Albert. Has basically his fine military uniform with chainmail on, and his sword is across his chest. And then he's in commoner gear as well, and he's got a crossbow in his lap.
I'm good to go.
The room, other there. Than the four empty sarcophaguses, yep. There's tapestries around that seem to tell stories, and there's a doorway heading out where you can see other sarcophagus rooms.
We don't know this, but you do, that there was another person that snuck out already.
Yeah, we don't know that.
There was another person that escaped the room. Yes. They didn't notice him, but you were the only one that caught him.
Are you going to tell us?
Well, I told you there are four empty sarcophagus in the room.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, whose empty sarcophagus was that?
do I have to roll to tell them?
No, you don't have to roll.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You just role play. I'll tell you.
All right, well,
if you have
there
to
was a man who ran by me.
Man?
I don't know. It was a black shadow.
Where are we?
I don't know.
You
but
don't know?
Your
don't know.
Memory is a little foggy.
There's a bunch of sarcophagus around us. Where do you think we are?
There's stairs going down the hall, and it appears at the end of the hall, there's some stairs going up.
What about footprints? Because it's like dusty and dirt. It's dirt. Is
in
there
the
footprints?
Okay.
Yeah, you
would that find it?
Yeah, spot check.
Roll.
All right, well, we're going to look for footprints.
Okay.
20.
Oh wow. Is, 20 in this game is an automatic success.
You told us everything.
One is an automatic failure.
Okay.
You told us everything, Brian.
You notice that the tapestries actually tell your life stories, but you can't seem to remember everything.
Uh-huh.
And there are footprints where you saw the person, and they are going towards the stairs to go upstairs. But apparently, the tapestries, there was actually five. You used to be in a group of five. And a year ago, you guys stopped an evil cult from summoning powers of darkness to destroy this village. However, it also tells that the three of you died. Well, all but one of you died. You were a woodsman. Like I said, you lived outside the town, Kazaa. And your wife, Allison, survived you.
She would have probably moved on.
She's
not doing it.
She's spending your money.
Yeah, she's spending her life insurance.
As for the Albert soldier, he was in the Visor's army, but when the Visor
secured the kingdom, he retired back to his hometown to take care of his mother, Eva.
Oh, look at that.
Like real life.
Nice.
And you, Enzio,
yes,
were a bounty hunter for the Visors, catching rebels and
scum.
Anyone that would try to raise up against the Visors' control. Your family is also from here, but your parents are deceased. The only one that's still here is your brother, Josh.
Of course. I'm stuck with that loop for the rest of my life. Oh, hi, Josh.
And that is pretty much, but you died. Only one of your friends, Reese, was the only one that survived.
So did the person that took off bring us back to life? If one of you said we're all... What, we were all dead?
You died.
We were all supposed
you died
to
when
dead.
You
all
four of us died. When you when
all
you
four of us died, but
when
one
you stopped
came back.
The ritual.
Okay.
So. How do we know which tapestry is ours?
They're above your sarcophagus.
Oh, that makes sense. See. It's
good. And there's like artistic arrows? Representations of you. No, there's not arrows, but
you were buried here.
So should
you
we go after
here. Here.
Should we go after that guy? I would. I mean,
should we investigate the room more?
We already did. There's nothing else to look at.
Well,
we're wasting time.
We only rolled a 2 or whatever.
I got a 20, though. He told us everything.
Yeah,
so we're good?
He's probably the most observant person in our party, so if there isn't anything... If there is something that couldn't be seen from a 20, okay, odds are we're not going to find it.
Yeah. I'd say we go after.
Let's go get that.
He's the only one that saw it. Did he recognize this person at all?
It was a black shadow, so no. It was in my corner of my eye when I was getting out, crawling on the ground, I believe, if I remember correctly. Yeah, so I didn't see anything.
But there was words over the other empty sarcophagus. Another one of your companions, he died in the battle taking the tower. Because basically you live in the town of Gloom Meadow. There's a huge, volcanic glass tower right in the middle. Mm-hmm. No one knows who built it.
Okay.
But the ritual was keyed inside an altar in the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in the ascent of the tower. His name was Gavin. He was a priest of the dual divinity, which is like their god.
Okay.
And and he died as well in the final battle.
So Gavin's the guy that split.
It's kind of weird, you know.
Albert, just
we've been
running.
Dead for a year, suddenly we're alive again. And it's like, where do you go from there?
But yeah,
you feel a little achy, but you feel perfectly fine.
Can we stop?
There's no
burger?
Wounds on your
it's
body
been
years or anything.
Since I've ate anything.
All right, so we're gonna go upstairs.
Should we go up the stairs or down the stairs?
He went upstairs.
Well, it's only one way.
Oh, well, you said there was two sets of stairs.
There was stairs into a hallway with other rooms with other sarcophaguses where other people are buried.
But that's not where he went. He went
and
up
then
the stairs.
there's footprints going up the stairs.
So we follow him upstairs. We get up there.
I guess I'll take the lead since I'm the big guy with the sword.
I'll take the rear since I have a cross rudimentary.
You're the brute strength. You have a big great sword that's
really like great. Excalibur.
It's great.
So as you ascend the stairs into the main chamber, you realize it's a temple. You also notice that there's a half dozen villagers tearing the place apart, throwing anything of value within sacks littered upon the floors. One notices your group and points as your vision blurs again and pain pulsates through your body. Suddenly your surroundings fade away and the faded temple transforms into a vibrant church full of the faithful that are weeping as a funeral procession approaches you and passes through your bodies as if you didn't exist. The figures you notice are yourselves. As quickly as the image appears, it disappears as you notice the villagers have grabbed makeshift weapons and charge you.
What? Oh, we are totally tripping.
We gotta kill these motherfuckers.
Wait, so we're
gonna start killing people.
So now you roll initiative. Or plus whatever you're.
You got 10.
I got 6.
You got 7.
The best of you, there's 6 of them. So four of them attack Hutzel, because he's in front. Mark said he's in the back, so 2 of them attack Brian. Not one of them could hit Hutzel, as he's parrying them off with his great sword. One of them hits Brian. You got 2 damage. So you mark that
right
off right there.
Strength.
So under hit points?
4.
Yeah. Like 2? Like under 6? Yeah. Okay. So what happens?
Four.
You just add that up later on.
Well, you minus 2, so now you're at 4 hit points.
Yes. Gotcha.
When you get to 0, you fall over.
Guys, I can't fall over.
So one of them came over with a silver candlestick and just whacked you across the face. And Mark, you're next.
Okay.
You are behind them, so roll a d20 to see if they didn't notice.
All
just
right.
Barely.
So that means you can... you can't really get by all of them, but you can let off a crossbow shot and they probably won't see it.
Sounds good.
All right, roll a d20.
10.
And you add 6 for crossbow.
16.
Yeah, that's 16. That hits. And roll 1d6. The normal die.
You got 1 again. No, yep.
It was a 1.
It was a 1.
Well, you actually still roll plus 3.
Oh, so I got to roll again, so I don't know what I got.
No, you do 4, and you kill them. You come out of the corner. You also get sneak attack since he didn't see you coming, but you kill them with the normal. You just fire a crossbow bolt in between them, and...
So it sounds like when you get hit by one.
And the guy that got hit with the candlestick just drops over dead.
Thank you, Mark. You killed my candlestick, man.
Start popping people with that sword.
Do I notice one of them has an actual weapon that's attacking?
No, they have candlesticks, clubs.
Stuff that
they have, like, they ripped off some legs off one of the pews. No, they got...
I thought they were going to say off one of the people that was dead.
All right, well, then I guess I will roll for my attack. Oh, come on.
You're boned.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed.
I'm going to have to get you. I got your back, though.
All right, after that goes Brian.
Candlestick boy.
The candlestick guy just dropped.
Yeah, you did. You killed him.
I know, but you're getting beat up by a man with a candlestick.
14.
You just attacking with your quarterstaff?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you have nothing else.
No,
I have a quarterstaff and...
He has magic.
Oh, I have magic too. Actually, shit. Okay, I know I rolled a 14.
You hit him with your quarterstaff. Just roll the damage.
He's dead. He's
okay.
Dead.
Okay, that's roll again.
You roll 1d8.
Oh, wow.
1d8. 1d8.
Okay.
Sided one.
Sorry. 6.
6 plus 1. You killed him.
Yeah, Brian. Nice job. Brian pulls out the whooping stick and just hits a great
hand off his ass. There's just 4 engaged with with Hutzel.
The thing is, right before, I was
sneak
like...
attack one of them? I sneak attack for my...
I could use my...
Well,
meadows.
It's now their turn again.
Oh.
And... They're not that really that good at hitting people. You take 3 damage, Hutzel.
Man,
Hutzel, I'm coming to get you. I got your back, bro.
One of them hit you with a
how many people we got left in battle?
4. You're all attacking Hutzel.
Oh.
Table leg. You got busted by a table leg. Right beside the head like a baseball bat.
All right, Mark. They see that you're behind there now, but...
I know, but...
You can come in, flank one of them, use your dagger, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to... I'll crossbow pop them since they're...
All right.
I'm far away from them. 15.
Okay, that hits another one. Roll damage.
This one?
Do I go?
Yep,
no.
Normal die.
4.
Another one drops.
How many got left? 2?
3.
We'll get the root.
Got you back.
What if
it's not your turn yet.
I know, but I'm just saying, what if I use my magic to put the 3 of them to sleep?
It's the first encounter.
Yeah, don't waste your
stuff.
You
run out of
man.
Magic fast. So.
But I have this for one day, and then.
All right, you're up, Hutzel.
All right.
I'm killing motherfuckers like a motherfucker.
I'm just asking.
I'm taking them out like Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
18 plus. All right,
you hit, roll.
No. That's plus just for 4. Hit, right?
Yeah.
Where's the.
Damage is right here.
1d12
yeah, plus
4. So you do 9, and you literally just cleave that guy's head off.
Nice.
Way to go.
All right, you notice the last two kind of, like, back off. They kind of look at, like, everyone going. And
we started with 6.
As
right?
They're looking, they look at each other. You hear a growl from outside. Oh, one God. Of the villager begins shaking and screams that they found them, and they both start running.
Found them? Found who?
Us.
Oh, us? I said the growling. What's the growling?
Roll.
Yeah, do a listen check. I got 15.
I got 17.
I got 8.
All right, the two of you, Albert and Kazaa, you guys peek over to the windows and start looking around as the other two villagers just ran out, they're not even picking up their sacks. You see the streets are deserted. You do notice shambling forms wandering about, clawing at boarded up windows and banging on the doors.
Zombies.
As the last rays of sun vanish over the horizon.
Vampires.
You see more and more figures start to appear from alleyways in the distance.
Zombies.
I would say let's go look at those sacks.
Yeah, let's loot the room.
Well, let's loot the two of the villagers took off and left their sacks, so we should take.
Well, yeah, maybe well, there's a clue to what's going on.
All six of them left their sacks because we killed four of them.
Well, I thought there was only two guys left.
We'll divvy it up evenly.
Yeah, but the other six guys, the other four guys didn't get away with anything. They're dead.
Yeah, they're laying at your feet dead.
Yeah,
their Nikes are mine.
All right, so let's loot their stuff.
Looting.
How does that work? Looting? Do we have to roll for looting?
It's not like the treasure's going to get away from you.
All right, so fine.
You look out. There's a bunch of miscellaneous, valuables.
Anything of value.
Some plates of gold and silver stuff like that. You find some about 100 gold pieces worth of herbalism reagents.
Oh, okay. So I can...
You got some herb, man.
Can I add that?
Yeah, just put,
Dungeons and Dragons version of pot.
100 reagents. 100 you can
pot.
You can use them 25 apiece to make healing potions or healing kits.
Nice.
The other stuff is gold. You can carry it around with you, but you know, it's just
it's heavy,
valuable.
Not gonna melt it down.
Sacks of materials.
Last message is a light.
But now we have these things coming near us.
Zombies.
Well, they're not coming towards you. None of them were. Appear to have seen you. They're just wandering around.
You should sneak out of here.
Well, some of us kind of took some damage and maybe looking to rest up a bit.
Yeah.
We should heal up. You guys should heal up.
I can heal myself.
You guys should heal up.
But I can also heal everybody.
Well, outside of combat, how does healing work?
All right, you guys can take a short rest.
So do you understand how the game works? Basically, these gentlemen are pretending to be people that they aren't. While me, Chester Winterbottom, sits patiently waiting for the journey to continue. Anyway, will they be successful in their fight against the zombie scourge? And what's with Albert Shaw? Why does he think that he's a grocery store? According to my monster manual, a medium-sized zombie only has 16 HP. And according to this, because zombies move so slowly, experienced adventurers have little trouble dealing with them. Sadly, our friends aren't so experienced. Continue on with the adventure.
So you guys rest. You going to wait an hour to...
I'll stand at the door with my crossbow.
Wait, I already got up my hit points, so... Do I need to rest an hour?
Well,
I might as well. Yeah.
All right, what do you want to make?
I already found this.
You can make three different items.
Okay.
Healing potions or healing kits.
What's the difference?
Healing potion, you basically can give to someone, you drink it, you get 1d hit, 8 hit points.
Crazy thing.
The healing kit allows you to stabilize people and stuff like that.
What do you guys think? What would be more pertinent?
How many can he make?
Three.
Make two potions and a kit?
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
All right, you guys sit there while Mark is keeping an eye. You guys are catching a breather from getting pounded on, and you make some healing apparatus.
Well, now that we have a moment to breathe, do any of us notice anything out of sorts by this room? Like, whoa.
It looks like a temple that has everyone left in haste.
What god this temple is too?
Divinity. It's more, this world is pretty monotheistic, but the dual divinity is just like all our religions in real world. There's two sides of it, like Jesus and the devil.
While they're
yin and yang.
Healing up, can I go scout out and see what's going on outside?
Yep. Well, I was going to say, as you're watching, you notice that there are a group of villagers in the village circle that...
surrounded.
Did they have torches and pitchforks, and you see that they've cut off from wherever they're trying to go, and they're screaming for help.
I shall go help them, for I am
Assassin Man.
Ezio Marcatore.
Amazing. If you like to contact Dungenetics, or have any questions, concerns, or just want to give us a good old shouting at, you can reach us at Twitter at BM Baked Podcast. Whatever that is. That's BMBAKED PODCAST. If you hated all that, there's a 30-second skip button right at the bottom so you can go bugger off. Anyway, back to our show.
All right, so he's sneaking over the scout out for the situation.
You got 10.
All right, no one notices you're flipping around as you... So, yeah, there's a group of people with torches and pitchforks.
What was that list?
And there's these shambling, groaning people, figures surrounding them, and they seem to be caught in the town center. If you were to have a guess how many there were, period, there's currently about 4 or 5 of them around the people. However, the streets, if you were to make a quick guess, not the smartest man in the block, but you, Mr. Shaw, would guess that there's somewhere between 20 or 30 of them.
Dang, there's a lot of them.
Oh,
don't confront them.
Jeremy, Mark, why don't we just put everybody to sleep? Seriously, if there's that many, we put them all to sleep, then we can
get
those
people out of there. But what if they don't fall asleep? What if they're not
sleeping? You know what? It's
things.
The risk I have to take.
Well,
that's a lot of people.
They're creatures.
That's a lot of people.
If well, we can... Not all of them have noticed the people in the middle.
But how many are four?
I said like 4 or 5 are around the townsfolk.
So I have the rapid fire thing. Can I peg off all 5 of them at once?
No, you're not Rambo. Not yet.
Uh-oh. Can I peg off a couple of them?
What if we put those people to sleep? We can get those people out of there. And then we can just take off.
Well, what if you put them to sleep along with the figures?
Yeah, you're not that good. You're only number one. Not, you know.
I say we approach cautiously to help. And if we get overwhelmed, use the sleep spell so we can get the hell out of
here. All right. You could.
I think Mark, since he's lurking, he should go for a headshot from far away. And then we can come up once there's chaos, there's confusion.
One at a time.
I'm going to peg off one of them.
Well, yeah, once they have the attention for sale, maybe we can get a fucking
bonus.
Well,
I peg off one, you guys peg off a couple other ones.
You should peg them off, then we come from behind. No, they're going to come after you.
They're not going to see me because I'm lurking.
Exactly, there'll be chaos.
Oh,
yeah.
See, they don't see you. You can roll the d20 twice and take the higher roll.
Yes.
So do that.
6. 17.
All right. 17 hits.
Yes.
You can roll 1d6.
1.
That is
plus
3.
This dice sucks, by the way.
And you can use your sneak attack for another 2d6 points of damage.
So, 2 of these?
Yes.
Wow. All
right, so... Because they don't see him. All right. So you take a headshot right behind, and one of the shambling figures around just head explodes.
Ooh. So we can run in and go medieval on their asses.
Alright, well now that was the surprise round that Mark had.
Yeah,
was roll initiative.
All of us?
Yep.
Shit, I got a 2.
15.
14.
Plus 4, so
I
it's
got
19.
A 2 plus. We got 19?
Plus 1. I got 15 plus 3.
4. Okay. So
19.
Mark is 19. What's yours?
3.
Brian is...
Now, what are you doing?
It's so I can figure out. And what is yours?
12 plus 2, 14.
Mark, you're not supposed to cheat.
I didn't know what I was doing. I just asked him what he was doing.
Mark, you're ruining a whole story.
I was learning what he was doing.
Don't,
I didn't know.
Don't, all right. Stop.
You're all right, Mark, you go again. There's... The people are fighting off some of the zombies.
I said,
no!
We can't have good things. This is why we can't have good things.
There's 4 zombies that have noticed your approach now.
Zombies already.
And they are advancing towards you.
Very slowly, because they're zombies.
Yes. So, there's 4 of them coming towards you guys. The people in the middle see you, and they're like waving towards you. A few of them are, you know, pitchforking some of the other wandering figures. And they seem to be...
Shoot them a shot on their asses.
They want to get across the town where there's a big, like, town hall.
Yes.
And it seems like it's, fortress. Like, you know, barricaded up.
Yes.
And there seems to be some light coming from inside of it.
Yes. Right, so that's where we got to go. That's
we
got to
get through these 4 that are already coming towards us, though.
Yeah, and then... And get those people.
I have to roll, right?
And then...
Yes.
I got a 9.
9 plus 6.
Yes.
I don't think they're that hard to hit.
So it's a 14.
No,
15. I don't know.
Yes, their armor class is 8. That's the number you need to hit them. And, you hit them. Oh, 1d6.
Not that one here.
I know, that one only uses 1 all the time.
I know.
6.
See?
Alright. You fire off another quarrow, hitting one of the zombies right in the eye, and the thing just explodes. Sighs and falls over. No, this one doesn't.
Dang it.
The other one you did like twice its hit points, so it kind of just exploded.
No.
And then you have Jeremy. What are you going to
do? How far are they from me? Can I do a charging attack?
Good. Yeah, you can run in and attack.
Alright.
Your crossbow.
Sweet.
Is that
a
D20, right?
I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Stay far away.
18.
Nice job.
Alright, roll.
D6.
D12. He's got a great sword. It's,
why do you see him out?
Why do you keep leaving dice them out?
Back. Yeah, I know.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
I won't be that guy, alright?
The guy that gets his pizza taken away.
Oh.
4.
You're so 4 close. Plus what?
7 is my greatsword damage, or plus
so 11.
No, plus 4.
Plus 4
over here.
Oh yeah, plus 4.
So 8.
That's just
all right. You plunge it through the chest of the creature, and the creature just pulls itself closer to you on your sword.
Yeah, because you hit it in the stomach, man. It's a zombie.
What if I come over and use my quarterstaff?
All right, now you're up.
Can I go after that one? It's
yeah, you muscle? Can. You can.
I got 20.
20.
Holy shit!
That's basically man. You don't roll. You get a 20, you get maximum damage. So your maximum damage is 9.
Okay.
So you come in as he's sliding down Jeremy's sword and just like take his head off with your quarterstaff.
Nice.
All Little John style.
Nice. You're like freaking Lou Gehrig over here. He's like,
he's like, you know magic? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I really like my staff, though.
my quarterstaff.
Have you heard anything about the pizza?
You mean the pizza?
Starving. I haven't eaten anything all day.
Yeah. He heard it ring, but he missed the phone. And he looked and there was no one there.
Okay. All right, we got a zombie that comes over towards Hutzel. Good old Albert. And
this is the last zombie.
Misses. It tries to grapple on and its teeth get close, but no good. Then another one goes towards Mr. Kingsley. And misses horribly as Kingsley holds him back with his staff.
He's just got this as long as he's like,
get away!
Spot check. 9.
Alright. You're noticing, getting ready to click through, and you feel the arms of a zombie come around the back of you.
What the balls?
And now roll a... You are in a strength contest. You're wrestling with him. You dropped your hand crossbow. And roll a strength check.
14, 17.
18.
Oh,
so you fall to the ground, and the zombie has you pinned to the ground and is trying to bite at you. And then it starts over again, and Mark, it's your turn.
7.
What are you doing?
He's trying to free himself, I'm guessing.
Free myself.
Alright.
God damn it.
You fail to free yourself. And it gets a free bite, but misses.
Nice.
Over to Albert.
Help right. me! Charge at the thing and lop its head off.
Yeah. How many zombies am I currently engaged with?
There's one in front of you, one in front of Brian, and one on top of Mark.
Go for Mark. Yeah, but I'm afraid if I turn
you
from the one,
you're
I'm...
two on one.
Okay, go for the one you got. Yeah, I say kill the one.
Kill what you got. I still got a lot of hit points, though. So I'm good to go.
Alright, I'm going to try and attack the zombie in front of me. As, like, is it a free action just to shout to someone?
Yeah, you can talk whenever you want.
Yeah. Try to use one of your spells to get that zombie off of him. Yeah, that's what I can. Yeah. Well, I have one in front of me, though.
Yeah, but I'll still kill that.
Alright, I am on, attacking the zombie in front of me.
11
plus... 7 is my attack, so
you need to get an 8 to hit.
Oh, okay, so I hit. So the number one is...
You sink his battleship.
Yeah, they're not wearing any armor, and they
they're
move
zombies.
About as fast as fuck.
Fast as my brother.
Four. So I do 8 points of damage.
This time you cut off its arm, and it's still coming after you.
Damn it, dude.
You're the worst.
I know, I am not very good.
Okay, so...
Captain 20. Magic missile.
So
save my ass.
I'm going to do magic missile, and I can only fire one, right?
Yep.
At a time, yes.
I'm going to go for Mark. This guy's in front of
me. Not me. Shoot the zombie.
Yeah, but shoot the zombie. Okay. Not you. 15 plus...
you don't have to roll for magic missile.
It's an automatic hit.
Oh,
you use a magic missile. There is no chance of missing with a magic missile.
Gotcha. So I nailed him.
You rolled this plus one. That's your damage.
Four.
All right, you did 5 points of damage. You blast a hole through it, like a bullet, but the zombie is still on top of Mark.
It's all right.
You did like a Hadouken or something.
I know.
The zombie that lost its arm to Hutzel swings with his other one and misses. The one in front of Brian can't touch anything to save his life. And then we go back to Mark. Wrestle with the zombie.
Come on, Mark. Dude, this is like...
20.
A zombie to sleep now, Hutzel.
Zombie's dead.
All right. You beat it. You don't kill it. But now you can roll to attack.
Six. God damn it.
Yeah, but you have plus six, so you got a 12. Use your dagger.
Okay.
So you're using your quick draw dagger in the wrestling match.
Two.
No, 1d6. 1d4.
Oh.
1d4 plus four.
Oh, this one. Four.
All right, you wrestle, you pin him down, and you send your quick dagger right through the skull.
Right to the brain.
And he's dead. Then it goes back to you, Mr. Albert.
So the only zombie...
There's the one in front of you that's clinging on, and the one in front of him.
All right, I'm going to fight the one-armed bandit.
15.
That's a hit, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and he's barely hanging on. You lop his head right off.
Nice.
And then Brian.
How many we got left?
The one in front of you,
and that's it.
Okay.
So either use a spell or use your staff.
Well, magic missile, I could blow a hole in him. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, the magic missile is not enough damage to actually kill him.
I'm going to do quarter staff. I'm going to go.
Send him out of the park.
Six plus.
Yeah, what would he use for that? Is it strength or dex for him?
Plus three. So you get nine. Yeah. Like I said, you only need eight to hit him. So
I got him.
Roll 1d8 plus one.
7, 8.
Right. You bash him right in the head, but it's not hard enough. He's still stumbling forward, and he makes a last lunge and trips over your quarterstaff and falls at his feet
and dies.
And you just take the other end of your quarterstaff and just hit him on the other side of the head, and he stops moving.
Oh, thank God!
Nice. To that building.
To the
people are like they kind of look at you, shocked. Some of them seem to recognize you, and they're like, "Goodness, you showed up."
But you're supposed to be dead.
Tell us something we don't already know.
Well, you know, it's dark and not everyone immediately recognizes
you. So we should talk to them.
And they're like, and they kind of point towards the town hall that's boarded up. They're like,
let's go there.
He's like, let's get in help before more of them come.
Let's head to the town hall.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Slamming the door shut behind you, you take shelter in the home. The villagers appear to look to you for answers, and one of them approaches you and exclaims, they're only active during the night, but if we don't do anything, they'll overwhelm this home. You notice a few people. Your brother is here. He instantly recognizes you and gives you a big hug. He's like, I thought you were dead.
I was, but I'm back.
In bed,
you don't notice Allison here.
No, she's...
After a while, they recognize you as well, and they tell you your mother's in the back.
Of course she is.
They take a somewhat sigh of relief.
But someone says that she's been bitten.
Oh. Dude, that's rough. You're the wizard guy. Go check on her.
Actually, yeah, I could go check on her.
So there's a few other people. Another guy comes up that has this very dirty light blue robe He's like, my name's Nolan. I'm a traveler here. And a few days ago, the zombies started coming out. They've infected almost everyone that isn't in the city. They're like, if we don't do anything, I doubt we'll last the night.
Do you have any idea how did this all start? Where did it originate from?
We believe the tower.
Do you have any weapons?
We have a few weapons. Did you guys bring any more?
Did I pick up my crossbow?
Yeah, well, okay. I'd assume you pick it up on your way here.
Good. Just want to make sure.
We didn't have any extra weapons. We got the potions, and that's about it.
Yeah, what we have on us is basically it.
Do you have another? Do you have a better fortified building somewhere in town?
This is our. This is like our where we go if the town is under siege.
Well, what if Jeremy's mom is bitten?
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason.
I need to go check on her.
Should I? I could heal her, right?
Possible.
Well, why don't we do that?
But healing doesn't cure disease.
But if we heal her, we can ask her how.
It's not real, Hutzel. It's not going to really cure her.
Well, no, in D&D, just because you heal someone doesn't mean you heal their affliction, their status ailment.
Yeah, but if we heal her, she can maybe tell us, like.
What's she going to know? On the internet the whole time.
Like, oh, God, Mark. She was busy hanging out shopping in the town square, getting viruses.
You called his mother.
All right, let's go with that plan. Let's go check on my mom. See if Brian can heal her.
Let's go check on your mom.
She's got a pretty bad bite on her hip.
Can I throw my brother out there?
It seems to be infected.
Do I need to roll to heal her?
We have a healing potion.
I have two potions in one kit. I guess a potion.
You could try using ace in your kit.
I have some ace bandages.
Well, you're
it is your mom.
All right. I'll do a potion. I'll do a potion on her.
Yeah, potion her up. I'll do a potion.
You want to use the kit?
You kind of, yeah.
You want to use the kit?
Yeah.
You got to help me out here.
You got 10 uses in the kit, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, use the
I'll
kit.
I'll use a kit.
So we're down to 9 uses on it.
Yeah.
Do I need to roll for this? This is a rolling?
Yeah, roll
the big one.
18.
All right, nice. She definitely seems, you patch it up, you clean up the wound. She definitely seems like she's doing a little better. She does have a light fever, though.
Now, can we talk to her?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean...
She was in the village market.
Surprise.
And she's glad to see you, but...
I need old Facebook.
She had moved in with the neighbors that took care of her when you died.
So what we should ask her about, like, what did she see? Well, what do they look like?
Yeah, well, what's happened in the time since we've been gone? Why is this happening? I mean,
zombies.
We've lost a year of our life and...
Wait a minute, she thinks you're dead. She thinks we're all dead. So
she'd be freaking out thinking we're zombies?
Well, that's what she says. It just happened 2 days ago. I moved in with a neighbor. Your other companion, Reese, the only one that survived, noticed something was up, and he went into the tower 2 days ago.
Has he come back? Leads back to the tower.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't showed up.
So maybe.
But he notices you, and he's like, he also took Allison with him.
Kidnapped my wife.
Your princess is at another castle.
So we should. All right, we
need to get a band of merry men and head to that temple.
We need to go to the tower.
Your brother's like, I'll go with you.
No, you can stay here.
See, this is why we don't bring people. Much.
He's like, I wanted to join the visor service back when you joined.
You could. Guard Hutzel's mom.
All right, you're gonna have to convince him not to go.
Okay.
After all this.
Oh God, please let him not go, please.
She's gonna talk about hockey the whole time.
Oh, guess I'm gonna play Canadian Career Mark. Can you make a pause for me?
You're cramping my looting zombie killing style.
Mark's like all stealth, easy jig.
I'm over here.
He pulls out a cigarette.
I hear about it.
So, we killing stuff?
Guys, we're going to make cigarettes. You guys will go ahead. 7. Son of a bitch, I'm stuck with it.
He's like, I know I can
really
be there.
Wanna.
He pulls out a short sword that he got. He's like, Dad left us. You know, together, there's nothing that can stop us. Big bro, we're going to handle these guys.
Guys,
double dragons.
So funny because it's so true.
True.
All right, you checked out her mother, and anything else you gonna do? It seems that more and more of the figures are starting to come around. You can hear like bumping on some of the
nighttime, huh?
Yeah, it's getting night like now, and they seem to like.
Can we turn the lights off?
That's not gonna help.
You can turn the lights off, but it's not like there's a light switch. You're not powerful enough to shield the entire house from magical power.
Well, here's my thing. I don't think we should go to the tower till morning because these things aren't active during the day.
We need to protect this place now.
Let's get the roof, Hutzel. Me and you get the roof. I'll get the roof. I'll get the roof.
I know.
I'll get the roof, Hutzel.
Can we put zombies to sleep?
No, they're zombies. They're
asleep. Does he know? Can he
put roll a d20 for magical lore. You do have that scope.
Want to do it?
Yeah, find
it. We can put him to sleep.
Yeah, maybe we can buy time till morning.
Eight. No, we're not going to find it. Eight plus. What do I plus?
Yeah, you have enough. It's not that hard to know that sleep magic doesn't work on
zombies,
on elves, elves or the dead.
Duh. Oh, I knew that.
I say we fortify here till morning and then head to the tower.
I got the roof.
I guess I got the door.
Well, I have a longer distance.
I got Hustle's mom. You do got my mom.
Are you guys going to do anything over in particular?
I can't. I shield is on myself, I think. I don't think I put a shield on.
Yeah, it's like secondary armor you throw on in the midst of battle. Yeah.
So, you know what, though?
I'm going to pick up zombies from the roof.
You're going to go upstairs? All right.
You know what? I'll stay with the main people. I'll stay in the
Me and him are going to stay down here. If any like zombie pokes their head in, I'm just
going to lop it off.
Yeah.
But you can tag them from above.
Yes.
Like through the window, you can look down. Maybe go on the roof.
I'm going on the roof.
All right.
He's raising the roof.
He's raising the roof.
Yeah.
Do we see anything that we can like use to better the fortifications or anything we can use to our advantage?
You should
in this
board
room?
Up the windows more.
There is furniture can find. That could be broken up. And
well, why don't we put the furniture in front of the windows?
No,
and
break
doors.
It up and nail it, nerds. Pry it against the windows and doors.
We're going to coordinate efforts with the survivors to try and better fortify.
You're actually a woodsman, so you're trained in some use of the wood.
You like wood is good.
Wood is good. Do you need to roll?
Yeah, roll.
Here we go. We're going to go fortify. Three.
It's like, I don't know what you know.
I'm like breaking something apart, and you're like trying to like hammer it and like nail
he's got
the
his
break.
Staff,
it.
Like, oh. How does that happen? I get 20s the whole time. I'm fucking three.
You're good at killing zombies, not good at
carpentry. The one thing you're here for.
The one thing your entire life
you can't even do now.
I'm like, maybe I'm so scared. I'm scared.
You're the Bob Vila of the D&D world.
Yeah. You're still recuperating from your sarcophagus you were in.
Yeah.
Mark, so you're on the roof.
Yes.
You do only have, you've shot 3 rounds?
Yes.
You have 27 more rounds. So you can kill zombies from the roof, but it's not an endless supply of bolts you have.
You can ask Brian to make you more.
Yeah, he's really good with carpentry.
Yeah.
I could try. Let me try.
Okay.
He's a Fletcher.
Restock my supply.
Well, I'm trained in the study of weapons and arms. Can I aid him in making these crossbow bolts?
You can try. But the problem is you don't really have the wood to make perfect flight. He might be able to make bolts. You might have a penalty because they won't fly straight. Like, making the perfectly balanced is...
What if I had taken the crossbows back out of the people that I had killed already?
What crossbows?
That happened outside.
The bows that I already taken out I was killing people.
Well,
I take
now
the
you know.
Back out.
Now it's outside, thought of that
before. Oh, I know. You're talking about reclaiming bolts.
Yes.
Well, how about I try to make them?
Didn't say anything like that. You guys were in a hurry. It's not like you're going
to... Could I have done that?
Yeah, but
he's
mentioned
anything.
I don't know. Anything I'm asking. I'm learning as I go.
Could have
took
off her clothes and ran around naked.
You're like zombies.
Zombies! Back to being naked.
Like,
it's a
meat play. Follow me.
All right, I'm gonna roll and see if I can make.
Yeah, I don't need anything that
12
fancy.
Can I help him with that?
Yeah, you can aid him. Give him a plus 2.
13.
All right, they make you another dozen minus 1
make
to hit.
Yeah.
So, how many do you want to blow shooting people from the top?
How many are out there?
How many do you want to blow?
Still.
You would say now there's probably like 40 odd people clustered around the building, kind of like beating up their things.
Oh, shit.
All that shit.
We gotta keep this place worth it.
If you're interested in supporting Dungenetics, feel free to leave us a 5-star review. And of course, Dungenetics is made possible by the good men at B&M Bait Podcast. Music is provided by Games Brown, and we can be reached at B&M Podcast on Twitter. Thank you very much, and have an amazing adventure.